You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That was pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Jeremy asks, hypothetically, if the Rockets were to be swept this series, what changes, if any, should and would be made? I don't think getting swept is going to be much different than losing in five. They'll retool the roster. I have no idea what they'll be able to do because they've got cap issues and they don't have a lot of good assets to trade.
So. Nope, and... You know, there's a lot of people who are saying maybe next year is the... That's what's funny. People are already saying maybe next year's the year. I got to be honest. I think every year that Chris Paul is a day older, your chances are going down. I don't care if Kevin Durant's in Golden State or not. Golden State has already shown they can win a championship without Kevin Durant. They don't need him to win a championship. They're better than everybody without him. What do you think of the Jahlil Adey sign?
Kind of replaces... Andre Hall,
yeah,
your third safety. I think functional player.
To me, it's almost like he replaces kind of what they were getting out of Kareem Jackson when he was playing safety.
Yeah,
I mean he'll help. Yeah, I think I don't think he's anything special, but I think he'll contribute.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman,
and we are back on the Blitz. Our number 3-713-780 ESPN's your number 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours. Really sportsy for about the first hour 15 or so. And then got a little TVE in there for the last 30 minutes of the hour. But... pretty damn sportsy for the most part. Throwing a few little derby things in here and there since it is the one time that people actually care about the sport that I'm good at.
Yeah.
So always nice to be able to do that. But, yeah, been a fun show so far. And if you've missed out, all available on podcastarena.com. Fred and AJ, what's a realistic good winning percentage for sports betting? Anytime you're over... 52%,
yep.
You're making a profit generally. So,
was it 53.5?
Yeah.
And that was for college basketball this season. I made money.
Yeah. And that's now, usually, like in a really good year, like the year before, you just crushed college basketball.
Yeah. I had an absurd year 2 years ago.
And there was one year where I just murdered the CFL to the tune of like 75%, which is just unheard of. But then you have years where you pick 45%. And that's not good, but it happens. So and then for horse racing, if you're doing better than 30%, you're doing really well. It's just a different animal, and you're also getting better returns on your investment. So it doesn't take as much to be successful, but it is a harder game. I'll tell you right now that winning consistently at horse racing is damn near impossible. And that's if you're really good at it. So, so what's your take on Stars Blues? I think I picked the Stars to win that series before it started. I feel pretty good about that. But they're two pretty evenly matched teams, and whoever's goalie plays the best is probably going to make the difference. So I'm not going to be shocked by anything that happens there. Stars put it on them pretty good last night. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. So I you see, the Blue Jays are pretty much trying to get rid of all their good players now.
Yeah.
Including, like, Stroman's off to a terrific start.
And they're looking to move him.
They're looking to move him, Aaron Sanchez, Justin Smoke. They got a ton of kids that I think they're ready to get. Obviously, Vlad Jr. has moved the needle the most.
Yeah.
But they got Biggio's kid that they're high on.
Bo Bichette, Dante Bichette's kid. Although he got hit with a pitch in the hand. He broke his hand. He's out for probably a month, but... still a super good player.
So is that their new strategy? Is this let's draft juniors?
Yeah. Apparently it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't that long ago that they were a legitimate World Series contender, and now they're kind of, you know, hitting the reset button. But it'll be interesting to see, because I think they're trying to sort of follow the Astros path here. They really suck, which they're not really sucking right now, but start trading some of those guys, maybe you will. But really suck for a year or two, and then once those kids are all good, you start spending money and adding the Justin Verlanders of the world. And suddenly, you're winning a World Series. So we shall see. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. The Jeopardy guy keeps winning.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he did today, but the one he almost lost, I read the story how that happened. The dude who almost beat him, apparently they record like 5 shows, right? And there's 12 people there, and you get your opportunity. Yeah. So he got to watch the guy's strategy for the other 4 shows.
Mm.
And so he figured out how to combat him, and they haven't confirmed it, but his losing number was like the highest losing number ever on the show.
That's what I heard.
And so credit to him, because he sat there and watched the guy's strategy and picked it apart and then employed the same thing and just had to try to be faster than him, and he got beat by $18, which pretty
still an L though.
Pretty damn incredible though.
How's that work? If you lose on Jeopardy, only the winner gets his money, right? Or do the losers get their money too?
No, I think it's just the winner. I don't know. I'm no Jeopardy expert.
So like if I won 20 grand and you finished with 19 grand, I would get 20 and you would get 0?
I think that's how it works, yeah. I could be wrong about that.
Tough breaks, bro.
Yeah, well.
Get that last 18 bucks.
I don't want that 19 grand. I want to win. I don't need the soccer trophy, the participation trophy. Yeah. I don't need that. So apparently they have the Jays have one of Clemens' sons as well.
There you go.
But yeah, if I'm the Astros, I could use Marcus Stroman. What am I putting him in that rotation? Get Peacock back to the pen at some point. I'd give up a prospect.
Yeah.
It's just probably a 1-year rental, but I still would like to have one more really dependable.
Aaron Sanchez, I would really like to have. I think he's just a monster. And I know he got hurt, but that guy can still play. I like him.
I just, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing one more really good arm down the stretch. Okay, so on Jeopardy, third place gets $1,000 and second place gets $2,000, no matter what. Only the winner gets the actual money.
Okay.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you, Texter, for clearing that up.
Apparently, he's trying to use this Jeopardy fame to parlay it into a job with the Cubs front office. He said he's always wanted to work for a baseball front office, and that's why he's always studied math and stats. He ended up being a gambler.
Okay.
So now he told The Athletic in an interview yesterday that his dream is to work for the front office for the Cubs because he's from Illinois.
Okay. Well, good news. The White Sox are hiring. How bad you want it, bro?
Well, you know what? That's I'm never against people in the gambling business getting an opportunity in real business, because there are a lot of skills that you learn in gambling that you can apply. And that's especially poker, I think, is the biggest. But you definitely can. There's a lot of places that could use a good gambling mindset, I think, including radio.
Yep.
But yeah, and I am certain this is my last year to do publicly handicap the Triple Crown. So I'm done with it. I've got too much stuff going on. I really do. I'm not going to have a day off again until a week from Saturday where I'm not doing anything. And if the Rockets are still playing, then that's not going to be true. So I need a break, man.
Mm-hmm.
The hell are you laughing at in there?
If the Rockets are still playing, sorry.
Really? You find that funny?
I do.
Okay, I don't want to say anything, but
the Rockets are winning the championship,
dude. They're gonna win a game at home here. They're gonna win game 3. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I think they're gonna win game 3. And if they do that, maybe they can steal game 4 and they're back in the series. And the way the series is, if it gets to 5 games, that's gonna be 6 weeks from now. So we'll be dealing with Rockets for 6 more weeks.
Yeah,
in a 5 game series. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Hey, you know what, though? No matter what, I know we're going in November. London.
Yeah.
Thanks to our new partner, big game travel. And if you guys want to go to London and hang out with AJ Hoffman, because he loves that.
Oh, yeah.
Big Game Travel's offering fans.
Trust me, that's not part of the package, trust me.
Well, how about this? There's a lot of good stuff in this package. You're going to get a chance to go to see the local guys play Jacksonville at legendary Wembley Stadium. And this is a trip of a lifetime, man. You get to see all that London has to offer wrapped up in a football road trip. They've planned nonstop airfare, five-star hotel in downtown London, transportation, pep rally, tailgate, and game day tickets, plus so much more.
Yeah, this is a top-notch operation. The attention to detail on this trip is just out of this world. They're giving you the best flights, the nicest hotel, an itinerary that gives you some structured group activities and plenty of personal time for everyone. All you do is show up and everything's mapped out for you. They offer a level of service that is unparalleled in the industry. You can get in touch with the owners almost any time. They personally host the trips so that you consistently deal with the same people throughout your experience. Visit BigGameTravel.com for more information and head with us to London. That's BigGameTravel.com.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Howard says, why don't the Astros suck it up and sign Dallas back? I think that's going to wind up happening. And if I were a betting man, I would say it would happen after the draft so that the Astros still get their compensatory pick. And then you've got him for the rest of the season. And that would be a good addition because you wouldn't give anything up. And, you know, although I think I think the guy can still pitch. I just don't think he's worth it. I don't know what you're doing. What, 2 years, $40 million maybe?
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. And I don't think they're afraid to spend money because they sure have been throwing it around a lot lately. Is that Lamont? Let's get Lamont on. Let's give him a shot. What's up, man?
Hey guys, I'm not going to try to make this too confusing, but we all know how teams build their teams. Different models out there. You got the NFL football with pretty much building around quarterbacks, and then you got pretty much what I'm getting to, man, is. Which way seems to be more conducive, building by tanking or building by staying relevant? In other words, the Astros and the Rockets, you got Morey building while staying relevant. And I know his hands was hamstrung. And full disclosure, I'm not a fan of Morey. I'm not even a fan of the Rockets anymore. And then you also have the Astros who tanked. And I just want to know which model would you go with? The way Morey is conducting things and staying relevant for 10 or 15 years, or the way the Astros did things. And that's all I have, fellas.
All right. I mean, at least in those two examples, I'll take the Astros model every time because they ended up with a championship. I'm telling you, if you tell me I can, in a 10-year span, I can win one ring and be mediocre or miss the playoffs the other 9 years, I'll take that over 10 years of being pretty damn good and never winning a championship, because the whole goal is to win a championship. That trumps everything to me.
Yeah, the only problem is it worked, but there's a lot you can screw up doing that too. If you've got to pick well, you've got to get players that aren't at the top of the draft to perform for you as well. It's the full-on tanking thing. And I think people forget just how long it took for the Astros how bad they were for how long they were. So if you can rebuild on the fly, I'm always for that. But at some point, and the Rockets aren't quite in this group, but at some point you get to where, okay, you do have to make a decision here. Do we full-on tank? Because you get caught in no man's land. And where when they were winning 42 games and barely making the playoffs, that's no man's land. Because you're not good enough to be a contender, and you're not bad enough to get into the lottery and get players. But even getting into the lottery, does it mean... Look how long the Sixers have had to do this, and how many misses they
right.
had. And how many guys they drafted really high that they wound up getting rid of. It's not easy to do that. So I think it just depends on your front office and the people they have, and do you trust them to make the right decisions? And do you trust them in a scouting perspective, or do you trust them from a we-can-keep-the-roster-relevant perspective? I think it works for both of them, but the Astros obviously worked with the ultimate prize. So, La Raza, what's up?
Gentlemen. Deportes, ¿cómo están?
Deportes, bien, ¿y tú?
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing? Yeah, I want to just had a quick question. My money's on you, AJ. For anybody that wants to challenge you, just future references, I don't understand why people want to challenge you. That makes no sense to me, but I find it very hilarious and very entertaining. But one question, if you guys had to choose between the Avengers, all the cinematic MCU, the whole 10 years, or Game of Thrones, all 8 seasons, which one do y'all prefer and why?
Avengers. There's been less down times in Avengers as there has been Game of Thrones.
I think I'm going to agree. Because, well, and there were so many pleasant surprises. Well, I love them both, but if I had to choose, I'd probably go Avengers. And mainly because I think the last group of movies here, starting with, well, like the Ant-Man movies, which were just a total surprise to me how good they were and the way they wrapped the whole thing up. Can I answer that again after the last episode of Thrones? Can I do that then?
Because
it may change my opinion. Somebody says compensatory picks requires he signs with another team prior to the draft.
Yes.
So, okay. So I was incorrect on that. One of the Astros calling up Jordan Alvarez. I don't know. He's not even on the 40-man roster, is he?
I don't think so.
But that dude is killing
he
it.
He should be up. Yeah. I mean.
Don't disrespect Tyler White.
Mm.
Come on, man.
Mm.
What?
I mean, I think they could be better there.
Well, they do get to, don't they get to call up an extra guy from Mexico?
I don't know.
Yes, I believe
they But do. I'm sure he has to be on a 40-man roster.
Right, right. Yeah, I was actually looking at, this is pretty dorky, I was actually looking at Round Rock statistics for some reason. Yesterday, sometimes my life is just so dumb that I look up minor league baseball stats, but I was just kind of curious how some of these guys were doing that we used to talk about all the time. Like, you remember when Kyle Tucker was an untouchable prospect? Remember him? Remember AJ Reed?
I do.
Well, they're both hitting about the same.
Is it good?
Well, I don't know. Is 167 good?
That's not good.
Now, Tucker does have 5 home runs.
Yeah, but do you remember the year when Ted Williams hit 167?
I think he hit 167 Germans with his shooting. Yeah.
Yeah, damn right he did. What's harder to hit, a German or a baseball?
German.
Yeah.
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 Because they're shooting back. 163 for AJ Reed in 12 games. But Derek Fisher, remember him?
Yes. Untouchable Derek Fisher at one point.
296, 6 homers, 14 RBIs. Remember Miles Straw, who came up last year? And
yeah.
He's hitting 309. He also has only 7 stolen bases, and he's been caught twice. That's one of the fastest.
That's what he's there for.
Yeah. That's one of the fastest little dudes that they've had up in a while. But, yeah, Jordan Alvarez, so far, he's hitting a little better than Kyle Tucker. Pretty much 220 points better. 386, 12 homers, 35 RBIs, 13 walks. He struck out 18 times in 83 at-bats. But those are pretty good numbers for AAA.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it plays out. And your other untouchable, would you like to know how Forrest Whitley's done so far this year?
It's sure.
He's had four games, started in three of them. He has zero wins, two losses, and an ERA of 7.71 in 14 innings pitched.
That's not very good either.
He does have 18 strikeouts, though.
Okay.
In 14 innings.
That's good.
So that's really what you're looking for. I mean, it's not a big enough sample size, and I know he's been hurt. But, you know, sometimes we would, you know, you just check back in on those guys to see how they're doing. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, well, Mott says the ultimate goal is to maximize profits. That sports is still a business. The opportunity cost of not making money for an extended period. Less is happier than the Astros owner. Now, the fan of me would prefer championships. Except, here's the thing. I mean, yeah, they had a long drought there. But, boy, they also made a lot of money off that World Series. Yeah, just think about all the extra gear that was sold.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I think it doesn't make up for the whole thing, but it sure did make up for a lot. That's for sure.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Chad. Chad was working two jobs last year, and he was struggling to make ends meet. And in February, Chad started his IT career making more money, doing something that he loves. And he's just a happier guy now. Congrats, Chad. If you don't love what you do, be like Chad. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. And you could start your new life as an IT pro in months. As little as 4 months. You can't beat that. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't even care. Because helping people start an IT career from scratch, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. That's all you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry. Because they work with employers that hire their students directly. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for everyone who qualifies, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Houston media critic says, just to let you know, Jordan very recently said he wants to go by Jordan Alvarez. I guess we're going to probably have to learn that pretty soon if the guy keeps hitting the ball like that.
Yeah.
So, thank you for passing that on. I got to give something away.
Give it away.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. 6:37. Meet and greet for 4 people with me tomorrow from 8 to 10. Sam Houston Race Park.
Oh, yes.
Free admission. Buffet, you name it, all going to be there. So we'll do caller 5 in 3 minutes. So come on. We'll have fun tomorrow night. And I'll also, just as an added thing, if you want to make your derby bets, you can do that while you're out there tomorrow night, and I'll walk you through some of those. And just one more time for people who joined us late, all my derby content is available. Except for one that'll post in the morning. So if you go to Sports Map, there's a rundown of every single horse in the race. There's a video that I did today wearing a pretty cool hat. At least I think it's a cool hat. AJ thinks the hat's ridiculous. I like the hat.
It's ridiculous, but it's good.
I like the hat. And so that video is up. And tomorrow morning, there will be some free plays for both Kentucky Oaks Day tomorrow and Derby Day. And my premium picks are all up on pregame. So that package is available. And what I tried to do with that, besides giving you a trifecta, exacta, and a bunch of other stuff, is in case it doesn't win, you're also getting a nice little lesson in horse racing because I read about how pace is important and how it works. So you learn something. That's the plan. Hopefully you learn something. By the way, there is Saturday. There's a little horse that ran at Sam Houston is running in the Pat Day Mile. And that horse is 20-1. I think he's got a shot. There's the heavy favorite's going to be Instagram, who just ran behind Game Winner and Roadster, who are going to be your two favorites, probably, or at least two of the favorites. So he's been facing really good horses, obviously. But Mr. Moneybags, who won a couple of nice stakes races here at Sam Houston, is going to be running Saturday. And I will be putting a few bucks on him because he is 20-1 on the morning line.
20-1.
Indeed.
Yeah, a lot of people saying season 6 was a masterpiece of Game of Thrones. I think they're forgetting that season 6 just got bailed out at the end.
See, I don't remember that at all. I'll have to go back and watch it again because I thought it was pretty good all the way through.
All right. Maybe so, I need to go look at it too.
In defense, saying there's more happening during the MCU movies, all 22 of those versus Game of Thrones. According to BingeClock.com, that's because Game of Thrones has almost an extra 24 hours of content. If you binge watched all the Avengers movies, you're looking at a day and almost about 12 minutes shy of 2 days. All of Game of Thrones through would be 2 days, 20 hours, and 15 minutes.
Hmm.
So you got almost a whole nother day that they had to fill with content.
Okay. Yeah.
So well, that's probably why it seems like there's more downtime. I mean,
yeah.
Then they should have told the story in 5 seasons if that's the case.
Not saying there's a problem with that, but that would be why right now it looks like.
Well, let me see how it finishes before I make a final determination on that. That's
fair.
Because it, Marvel's over with, at least that particular story. And although I guess there'll be some continuation with stuff like Guardians 3.
Which, yeah.
You know, that I'm looking forward to seeing. So, have you seen the numbers for the Rockets Warriors series?
No. Are you talking about the scores? The final scores?
No, I know you've seen the final scores.
Seen those.
Yeah, you've been more than happy to share those with Rockets fans on Twitter. I'm talking about the TV numbers. Game one of the series up 34% from the game in the same time slot last year.
Okay.
Game two.
I mean, listen, that's not surprising because this is a match. I mean, this is a better than average second round basketball matchup. The ratings aren't up from game two of the Western Conference Finals, right?
It's just comparing it to like Blazers Thunders and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, so, shocker.
Yeah. But the game drew over 6 million viewers, which was well ahead of the Celtics Bucks and all other cable shows that night, which makes sense. But this one will be primetime, larger audience probably. But this is a series everybody wanted to see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be shocked if this doesn't outdraw Golden State Denver or Golden State Portland.
I would think it will, yeah.
So, but yeah, people are watching it, and it's funny.
I will say if Portland wins, people are going to be interested in them.
I think so.
People would be more interested if they were playing the Rockets instead of Golden State. But because, I mean, I don't think anybody thinks Portland can win at Golden State.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
I'm telling you now, if the miracle of miracles happens and somehow the Rockets win this series and they play Portland, I wouldn't count Portland out.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I think it would be a Rockets thing to do to finally get over the hump with the Warriors
and then lose to the freaking Blazers.
Oh, I don't think it. I don't think that's impossible, frankly. But I do think this is the series that everybody wants to see, and it's funny because NBA ratings really down across the board everywhere else. This is the only series that's up.
Okay.
So, which makes sense. There just wasn't that much interesting. Even the close series wasn't that much fun to watch. You don't think that guy looks like Chewbacca without his mask?
No. Come on. He looks like a gentleman.
I have your ratings for the Western Conference Finals by game if you want them.
Sure.
Game one was a 5.4. Game two was a 4.6. Game three was a 4.6. Game five was a 5.0.
So these are way bigger numbers than we're talking, right?
Yeah, because it's like 2.4.
Yeah.
But that's still way up from everybody
else. The highest rated was game seven at 8.1.
Oh, that's a good number.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the bench numbers last month. Maybe not that good, but still.
It was certainly better than the Rockets' three-point shooting in that particular game.
What was that, 8%?
I think it was a little lower than that. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is the number if you want to get in here before the end of the show, but we're almost done again.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting how that happens. So, yeah, we'll have a little Hoffman on Hollywood, and then we'll wrap this puppy up tomorrow. Come and see us. We will be out and about all over the place. We'll be at Cypress Trail Hideout tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 7. So starting with Charlie, and then the usual suspects, and then us. And then I'll be bouncing over to Sam Houston Race Park after that for an 8 to 10 appearance.
All right, guys, if you own your home, grab your smartphone. Our friends at TGS want to save you money on your home insurance policy, and you don't have to deal with an agent. It used to take hours to get a decent quote. Then it took 15 minutes. TGS was like, no, man, we got you better than that. 15 seconds. All we need is your address, and you're going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back, ask for your address. You send that back, they're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and these savings are legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating. Their average customer from last year saved over $825 on home insurance. And you don't even need to wait for a renewal because TGS takes care of the back end. Free your mind, fatten your wallet. One more time, text money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
What is good?
You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm not going to ask it. late hits with Patrick Creighton tonight. So, all right. You ready for some Hoffman on Hollywood?
Yeah. Sansa?
Yes.
She's officially off the market. Sophie Turner. Guess who she's marrying? A Jonas brother.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Joe Jonas. They've gotten married. It was officiated by an Elvis impersonator.
I like her
at much. Chapel L'Amour inside a little white wedding chapel. So they, according to online reports, they applied for a marriage license earlier in the day in Clark County, Nevada. And they were married last night. So if you were hoping to marry Sansa, you'd need to wait at least 6 months. I mean, that's my guess.
Yeah, but she's been with Ramsay, so not really interested.
True. Once you go Ramsay, you never... Something like that.
Yeah.
This story... we'll say that... I'll just go ahead and put it out there. If you haven't seen Endgame, then I guess I should just... tell you this, there's spoiler alerts here.
All right, in 3, 2, 1.
Apparently, Mark Ruffalo actually, by the way, the same Mark Ruffalo who streamed a portion of Ragnarok on his Instagram on accident.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was doing an interview for Infinity War, and he blurted out, "Everybody dies." So he's got a knack for this. Well, on Endgame, he was like, "Dude," Mark Ruffalo said, "I trust that you will cut my spoiler clip on the show tonight. That was the off the record, homie. Please don't get me in trouble with Marvel, Barry, again. Dude, too late. Already sent the final to Burbank for air. Are you sure you're going to be in trouble? We could maybe bleep it out. What is DM?" Apparently, like, they did a joke about it.
Yeah, I thought that was an April Fool's joke.
I thought so, too. But apparently, Mark Ruffalo still did some Avengers spoiling. After the Avengers defeated Thanos, Captain America agrees to go back in time and return the stones. Rogers goes through the quantum realm and all that stuff. And then, during an interview with E! News from early April, weeks before the film was released... Ruffalo was seated next to Karen Gillian and Chris Evans, and he says he gets married in this. At this point, none of the cast had seen the finished film, so it was just a shot in the dark from Ruffalo.
Yeah.
He had no idea. But now you kind of know what happens with Captain America at the end of the movie. So it was a spoiler without knowing that he was spoiling. How about that?
Yeah, that seems fair.
And but he's really got to stop with this, projecting what's going to happen or things like that.
Well, that's
not a good look.
But you know what, though?
Hulk?
Did anything really happen in that movie that you didn't... That
totally shocked me?
Yeah.
No.
That came out of nowhere? No. You said, oh, that's not what they were ever going to do.
Everything was kind of expected.
Yeah, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing because I love the movie.
I mean, the Captain America thing was maybe the hardest thing to piece together.
Yeah. But once you did, it made perfect sense.
Jerry Springer, did you know that show was still on?
No.
I didn't either. But the Jerry Springer show is being sued by the family of a man who killed himself 2 weeks after being ambushed on the show by his fiance, who said she had been unfaithful with his good friend, didn't want to marry him, and had sold his engagement ring. That's not nice. There's a lot of bad stuff there.
Not worth killing yourself over.
Apparently, he killed himself as a result of severe emotional and mental suffering and anguish. Accuses Springer of reckless disregard for the lives of others. I mean, isn't that kind of the fiance's fault?
Yeah.
If you're looking for anybody, I mean, it's not like Jerry Springer cheated on him. But his family, Blake Alvey's family, is suing Jerry Springer's show. And I don't know that they've got a case there, because all they did was just lay out what happened, or they give them the place to say what happened.
Right.
And then 20-year anniversary of SpongeBob yesterday. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
20 years of SpongeBob. What's your favorite SpongeBob episode, Aaron?
I don't have one.
Okay. Well, I was just... That was a test. Because if you did, I was going to say, you watch SpongeBob, but you don't have time to watch real TV? You suck. But
no,
you,
I think I watched half an episode when I was babysitting my sisters when they were very young.
That was your favorite?
I guess.
When he lived in the pineapple under the sea?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Where does he work? Do you know?
A fast food place, right?
That's right. The Krusty Krab.
Wouldn't have known that.
My kids loved that when they were growing up.
Well, there you go.
And
20 years of SpongeBob.
20 years of gay SpongeBob.
We don't know that.
I think it's a good thing.
Allegedly.
I think it's a good thing. Teach children early about tolerance. Is that all of it?
That's Hoffman on Hollywood, yeah.
Somebody on the text line was asking earlier, do you ever have days where you just don't want to come in and do a radio show? Not very often.
Not very often.
No, it's pretty rare. There's times when, like today, I didn't feel like I was at my best today because I've just been going so hard and so long and then...
That's what she said.
No, that's not what she said. She said nothing of the sort.
She said you could go longer, you could go harder, but you're still going.
But I can't because I'm old.
Right.
But yeah.
Forhims.com.
Exactly. That'll fix everything. But no, I just there's times when I feel like I'm not as focused as I should be, but at some point during the show, you just kind of adjust to that.
That's called being a professional.
It's what you try to be.
I will say, before I had this other job, there were days when I would be like, oh, God, I got to drive down to work for 4 hours or 5 hours, whatever it's going to be. It's just a pain in the ass. And there's days like that. But for the most part, it's not. This is the easy part.
Yeah, well, this is the fun part of the day. And it's one of the things that we talked about before you took that job.
When there's idiot listeners, like people who want to fight me or whatever, it gets old.
Yeah.
I'm with LaRaza. I don't know why everybody wants to fight me. I'm like a pretty likable guy.
Yeah, well, never check the text line. Do me a favor.
There's more people who want to fight me?
Oh, no, there's just more people who...
A line?
That will drive you nuts. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. A+. Hoffman, A+. Give myself a D+ today. We'll try it again tomorrow. Come see us. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.